The United States has no national law for managing e-waste, leaving the issue to individual states. 15 states still have no e-waste legislation in effect. The European Union, by contrast, has some of the toughest enforcement of e-waste laws in the world, banning exports to developing countries and forcing manufacturers to help fund recycling. Europe's recycling rates for electronics, around 35% overall, are much higher than the American rate. The U.S. has always been the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, says Dipali Sinha Ketriwal, a Mumbai-based research assistant at UNU. Until it decides to play a part, we can't really solve the problem of e-waste shipments. A significant but ultimately unknown portion of American e-waste is quietly exported, mostly to Asia. Until last year, China was handling an estimated 70% of the world's e-waste. But in January, Beijing imposed a widespread ban on the import of e-waste as part of its National Sword campaign to cut the levels of what it calls foreign garbage. Even before it came into full effect, Chinese waste traders were setting up shop in Thailand. The expression "reuse and repair" is often used to hide illegal exports of e-waste. This is supposedly garbage, but the extraordinary amount of dangerous e-waste activity in Pakistan and Ghana, for example, indicates the riches hidden in the piles of old electronics. According to researchers at UNU, the raw materials contained in e-waste were valued at roughly $61 billion in 2016, more than the gross domestic product of even middle-income countries like Croatia and Costa Rica.